Flying with the Eagle, gunning for you, Siegel. Will the Ides of March bode ill for new movies? Each week, the online magazine Slate brings us a digest of what the critics say about the new releases. Here's Mark Jordan Ligon with Summary Judgment.
The director of Monsoon Wedding, Mira Nair, now brings us the film adaptation of the popular novel The Namesake. Cal Penn stars as a young man battling his immigrant parents over what it means to be American. This culture clash also stars Jacinda Barrett.
Just as I'm about to kiss her, she looks at me and she says, "What's your name?"
Gogol Ganguly.
End of Seduction 101.
The critics are seduced by The Namesake. Entertainment Weekly cheers moving and marvelous. Premiere Magazine calls it a thoroughly engaging, terrifically moving family story, and Variety smiles, a richly compelling story of family and self-discovery. Another film also about family and also based on a popular novel is The Ultimate Gift. A trust fund playboy expects a big inheritance when his wealthy grandfather dies. Instead, he's bequeathed a crash course on humanity, 12 tasks designed to teach him what life is all about, which apparently is make sure you have a great estate lawyer. James Garner, Drew Fuller, and Abigail Breslin star.
So how long have you known Mr. Stevens?
We go way back.
He hasn't promised you any compensation for this friendship?
Look at him. Does he look like he has anything to offer?
The nation's critics are split on this message film. The Seattle Post-Intelligencer says The Ultimate Gift is a well-made little inspirational drama, while the Los Angeles Times finds the movie constantly teeters on the fulcrum of its own treacly good intentions and simplistic parable-like storytelling, and the extent that it stays balanced is largely thanks to its agile cast. And our final film... Well, who would have thunk that teenage boys and video game geeks would be lining up to see a movie based on ancient Greek history? But here it is, 300, a gory, stylized retelling of the famous Battle of Thermopylae, where 300 Spartans tried to battle a huge Persian army.
Have you gone mad? There is no glory to be had now, only retreat or surrender.
Spartans never retreat. Spartans never surrender.
Many of the critics applaud the visual computer-generated effects, but a few complain it's all flash and no substance. 300 is something to see, but unless you love violence, you will not be endlessly fascinated, warns the LA Times. USA Today sighs, so overblown, overheated, and over the top that on some level, it's fun to get caught up in the operatic dizziness of it. But the Charlotte Observer shouts, 300 is a huge step forward in visually sophisticated storytelling. You know, the film has also been stirring up some political talk, with many seeing parallels to the war in Iraq and a debate over whether George Bush is the Spartans or the Persians. Personally, this has ruined seeing the movie for me. I mean, whether the president is Xerxes or Leonidas, just the thought of W in a leather loincloth and sandals could put anybody off their popcorn.
Okay, let's go. Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer living in Los Angeles.